Fayetteville High School teacher Barrett Baber has been involved with music most of his life. September 14th at the UARC Bowl, he will celebrate the release of his latest album, Battlefield Us. Recently, Barrett, along with his producer and pianist Aaron Schauer, paid a visit to the Furman Garner Performance Studio. During our conversation, Barrett discussed how his father's profession eventually led to him becoming a musician.
My father was a preacher. Was a preacher in eastern Arkansas, there in Crittenden County in West Memphis, and actually at Marion First Baptist Church, which is a small town kind of right next to West Memphis and just across the river from Memphis, Tennessee. So that's where it all began, where the singing began, you know, just like a lot of people in the South and in church, going to church, singing in the kids' choir, preacher's son, singing up on stage, that kind of thing.
As the preacher's son, were you required to participate musically, or you just decided that's how you wanted to?
I was required to be present, so I never missed. And I guess it wasn't really until junior high school that I kind of figured out I had a little bit of a gift for vocally and that I could sing. And so, yeah, it was once that was kind of discovered, then it was always, I was always involved somehow musically at Marion First Baptist Church.
Did you have any singing lessons or anything like that?
No, not as a kid. So I started, you know, went to Marion High School and started in the choir in 10th grade. And that was really where it kind of took shape as far as vocally. I had a teacher, someone that knew what they were doing, that would kind of steered me in the direction of some classical voice stuff, and then also was just able to help me vocally kind of find myself, and then on from there to college where I majored in music and did some vocal stuff at Washtenaw Baptist.
And when did you learn to play guitar?
That was at Washtenaw Baptist University. So I got a voice scholarship and moved down to Arkadelphia and started school and was sitting in my brother's dorm room. My brother also went to school there, and he played guitar, and I picked up the guitar, and I knew how to hold one. I didn't know how to do anything else. And he showed me G, C, and D on the guitar, the three most basics, and then an E minor. And so, like, pretty much it was like I taught myself from there. I've learned everything else myself. So he showed me those few chords, and I started writing right away and singing right away.
And you spent some time performing. I mean, like you said, you're right there near the border. You can just easily go across Tennessee to Memphis.
Yeah. Spent a lot of time running the streets of Memphis in high school and probably doing some things I shouldn't have done over there and probably being in places I was too young to be in. But it was really awesome. You know, and I hear all the time, even on this radio station on NPR, about the music that comes out of eastern Arkansas, that, you know, just legends, you know, Levon Helm and blues guitar legends over there. And so I got to, you know, I got to be grow up around that vibe, that feeling, that flatland vibe over there in Memphis. And so it was excellent. Get to run up and down Beale Street and listen to fantastic guitarists and hear people sing. And so, yeah, I spent a lot of time running around Memphis, hearing, going to concerts and being exposed to a lot of culture over there.
And somewhere in all of this, you also lived in Nashville?
Yeah, so I went to Washtenaw Baptist University and then left there in 2002 and moved to Nashville and kind of apprenticed under an Arkansas songwriter named Danny Tate, who's really good. And he kind of took me under his wing for a year and taught me a few things about how to really write and some ideas on how to get songs where they need to be and a little more radio friendly and more concise. And he taught me a lot of good tricks. And so I lived there for a while and then auditioned for American Idol in 2002. And that's when I obviously didn't win, but I was
but
on
well.
Season two, did really well, did good enough to go to California for a week and made it to the top 48. And at that time, I think I was probably, I'm certain I was the, you know, the Arkansan who had made it the farthest
at that time,
sure,
of course.
And so that was a really good test for me. I got to go out to California and sing with some really talented people and be around a lot of, you know, musicians and people who are really talented and kind of gauge myself against them. Is this guy from Arkansas, do I have what it takes to even be in the same room as these people? And the answer is yes. And so it was good for me.
Well, how'd you end up here in Northwest Arkansas?
Northwest Arkansas, that's a good story too. I went back to college at UCA and got my degree in communications and started selling radio advertising at 103.7 The Buzz in Little Rock, a sports talk radio station. And met my wife there and married her, and we lived there for a few years and did that for a few years. This entire time I was still gigging all over the state doing acoustic shows, and then had the opportunity to move to Northwest Arkansas and sell TV for KNWA, the NBC affiliate here. And so did that, and I moved up here, and my wife got an excellent job in town, and so that was 4 years ago now, almost 5 years ago now. So it's been loving it ever since. Living in Northwest Arkansas, playing my guitar up here, it's the best.
And you've been making friends here, and I'm going to bring one of those friends in, Aaron.
Okay.
How did you, do you want to tell me a little bit of how you guys met and how this relationship happened?
Well,
it's a beautiful relationship,
yeah,
too, by the way.
It is. Barrett, he would open up for one of my bands often.
Which band?
And Boom Kinetic. Mm-hmm. And eventually, at some point, I started working at KNWA as the managing editor. And he called me down one day and said, "Hey, man, you want to come jam on some gigs with me playing bass?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'd love to." And so we did that a bit, and eventually he called me one day and said, "Hey, would you want to produce my album?" And I said, "Absolutely."
Yeah, and it just worked out because Boom Kinetic had just, you know, moved into a rehearsal space, a studio, and gotten the ability to actually record. And so Aaron was kind of cutting his teeth on recording with Pro Tools and getting set up there, and I was in need of somebody that kind of could help me facilitate a full band record. And so that's my last record that we released in April last year. Aaron produced, and that was called Cult Square Sessions.
Cult Square Sessions.
Yeah. And so we were super proud of that one, but we knew right away, you know, let's get some material and let's go back to work and get working on a new project, and let's try to do it within another year and a half.
And you're going to officially release the new one, Battlefield Us?
Battlefield Us is the title, and
September
it releases
14th?
On September 14th. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Can you tell me a little bit about the process of this one? Was it a long process? Or
actually, it didn't feel like a long process. I mean, with everybody's schedules, you know, there are some times where you're like, okay, can everybody be here on this night? As far as the, okay, let's come in and record it, let's mix it, that wasn't that long of a process from my perspective. Now, the writing part of it, I'll add this. We right after we did Cult Square Sessions, when we released it, we had a CD release party. And we recorded that and released a live album. And there were a few songs on that album that we heard with the full band, you know, for the first time, that were some of his older songs from some acoustic albums. And I think we both kind of heard those for the first time, full band in their full glory, and said, okay, we've got to produce those. And then you had a handful of other songs.
Yeah. And so this record has actually got a few songs that are old, that I recorded on, you know, demos, acoustic projects, some of my previous stuff. And when we heard them, when I finally put a band together, because I'd been gigging just solo acoustic for so many years, that when we finally put the band together and started playing songs like Guys Like Me and Roll that are on this record that were also on old acoustic records, it was like, we got to put this. We got to go all the way and put a couple of these songs and do them justice, you know, and put them full band. And so there's a couple of oldie but goodies that if someone, you know, is a Barrett Baber fan and has been, you know, for a very long time, not a very long time, but has been for the, you know, the decade or so that I've been doing this, that they'll recognize. But I'm sure they'll be pleased too, because they're new and they're fresh and they got a full band sound to them rather than just acoustically driven.
And Aaron, what was it like for you to be producer on this album? Were you only producer, or did you play on it as well?
I produced, mixed, and I played on it.
Oh, wow.
So I was pretty hands-on in the process. Not to mention just being a fan of Barrett's voice, a fan of Barrett's songwriting, was just the reason that I wanted to be so involved, and I have been so involved. You know, the way I wanted to do the album, and this thought occurred to me long before we started really working on it, was the production needed to be kind of simple. It needed to be, because we had awesome musicians. We had Brandon Robald and TJ Scarlett and Miguel Gamboa. And, you know, a few of those are guys that play in a lot of bands around town, and they're really good at what they do. And I wanted to capture that because I felt that lived up to the songwriting and the vocal skills. And so that was my goal. So basically my job as an engineer wasn't that hard. Just capture the sound, capture the performance, you know, make sure that everybody's comfortable with performing the songs. And then basically I just turned it up and it sounded great.
And of course you can't have an album without songwriting. And there are 11 tracks on here. And Barrett, you wrote or co-wrote all but one.
Mm-hmm.
Losing Hand.
Losing Hand.
Was written by Zach Gump.
Gump is a fantastic songwriter. Just so happens to be one of the frontmen for a great band called Boom Kinetic. Surprise, surprise, right? And I really can't say enough about Boom Kinetic and those guys, Aaron and Miguel and Greg and the guy, all the guys in Boom Kinetic that really embraced me as an artist, as a solo acoustic artist, let me open for them at big shows at the House of Blues in Dallas and big places like that, and they didn't have to do that. And so, you know, I wanted to kind of almost as a tribute to them and to Zach especially, is do one of his tunes. And it's a fantastic song. And Aaron had played it for me before. It's an unreleased track that he had done before, but he'd never released for anybody to hear or to sell on iTunes or anything like that. And so I heard it and immediately kind of felt like, hey, we can do this one justice. And there's, you know, I had some ideas. Aaron and I both had ideas to make it kind of a banjo-driven, you know, Mumford kind of feel. And so we didn't have a song like that on the record yet. And so that really rounded it out. And I think it's an awesome way to end a really fun project, the last song on the record.
Well, one of the songs I want to ask you about is Prisoner Worship at the Stone County Jail. Yeah, is that a true story?
That is a true story. So I dated a girl for a little while when I was living in Conway from a place called Mountain View, Arkansas, which is the folk music capital of the world, maybe even. So they have big festivals, and it's, you know, it's a small town, it's kind of country. Her father was was very conservative, and I was a little older. I'd, you know, left school, lived in Nashville, and I'm back in school, and here I was dating this girl, and you know, normally I'm really good with the parents, you know, like I go meet the parents and like I'm the guy, you know, I give them the firm, I know how to firm handshake a dad and give him like, you know, give him the old wink and Eddie Haskell, you know, like, pat him on the shoulder and talk to him about football and that kind of thing. And but this guy wasn't very excited at all about his daughter dating me, the musician. You know, I spent a lot of my time in some places that probably he didn't want his daughter to be. And I understand that, you know, now as a father, I can understand where he might be coming from there. But so I go up to meet him, and sure enough, he wakes me up one morning and asked me to grab my guitar, and which I always had with me, and I had. And we get in the car and we start driving, you know, through rural, you know, northern Arkansas, and we pull up to the Stone County Jail, and we walk in, and it's me and this guy and a bunch of, you know, drunks and, you know, drug addicts and tired people, or people who are not happy about where they are in life. And so I sat at the Stone County Jail and led the prisoner worship one Sunday morning for this girl's father. And so it is a true story. I was very, very uptight about the whole thing, but I don't think he kind of underestimated my skills. Yeah, I don't think he knew I was a preacher's kid, but I don't think he knew that I could, you know, I could bring it. So we sat in there and sang "Just As I Am" and "Amazing Grace," and I rocked him. I rocked them that day, my friends.
That was Barrett Baber and Aaron Schauer inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The Battlefield Us release show is scheduled for the evening of September 14th at the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville. Doors open at 7:30. Luke Wade and No Civilians will begin performing around 8:30. The event is sponsored by Core Brewing and Distilling Company, and some of their drinks will be available. Tickets are $11 and can be purchased at barrettbaber.com. During their visit to the studio, Barrett and Aaron were joined by drummer Miguel Gamboa, and they performed an original song titled "Drop Dead Redhead." One, two, three.
Ooh, hot damn, whiskey so smooth last Saturday night. Had a notion for commotion, gonna find what I can find. Had the radio up with the windows down, driving no blue all over town. Slow down, cause the lady's coming up on the right hand side. I slowed down, said, "What's your name?" She jumped in, said, "Do you got what it takes?" She was a drop dead. Can't get it through my head.
To hear the trio perform the title track from Battlefield Us, visit OzarksAtLarge.com.